Okay, we're in Yerushalmi Peya, Perek Shlishi, Halacha Hey in the middle, about Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, we're about three quarters of the way down. We were talking about the Machlokes over here, which is said that if the seller of Palchei Ilan left for himself something in the field, then the seller is the one that is Notein Pe'alacho. So as we mentioned last time, the Gemara asked my time in Rabbi Yehuda. So one suggestion of the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda, which we said yesterday, is Mishum the Chobat HaKatsir B'Kamah. It's since the Chiyav on Katsir is Chal only on what's in the field, the moment the person began to cut, he is the one now, because the Kutrechas, in other words, as you now begin your harvest, the chiyuv is now chal on the end part of your field, in which case it's up to the seller. That's one way of learning it. So is that his svara, or is his svara o mishum democha lo chutz michovato? Is his svara because the sale is viewed as being a sale that takes into consideration that on a business level, not on a payoff level, but on a business level, when I sell to you having a chov already of my own, then it's assumed that I'm selling to you the right to the Kalkei Ilan that I will take care of. But it's not necessarily because of the fee of the payer per se, and there will be major differences between them.
Because it's with the chov, because the few...
No, without the chov. Chutz michovato. So that you don't have to worry about the payoff. I'm telling you without worrying about the payoff. Can't we figure that out from the following case? We said already the case yesterday. If somebody buys the gaze stone, the shearings of his friend, in shear hamocher hamocher chayav, v'im lav halokeach chayav. Now, certainly, the gaze stone has nothing to do with the chiyuv and the koma, because the gaze stone is only chal when you have the total gaze. So there's got to be an understanding of the latter understanding, not the former understanding, because the payah does not apply, that din of the kutrecha does not apply to the din of reishis hagaze. On the Yomi of Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehuda, Yitzvah Lameimer Taman, Shechovat Katsir Bakama? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you going to say? And remember, we said it going up Rabbi Yehuda. We had yesterday. So what are you going to say here? That because the Chovat the Katsir is in the Kama, you're going to say that on Rishon again? Lo Mishum the Mokolo Chutz Michovato? Obviously, the only way to understand it by Rishon again is that he sold it except for the Chov. The Chov, the Mokolo Chutz Michovato, so here too. It would have to be an understanding on a business basis and not on a payer basis, because on a payer basis this wouldn't make any sense on the copyright I gave. Now, the Nafkamina, my Nafakmivinayu, what's the difference between these two approaches in this far? The Nafkamina would be if Avraham Umafrish, if Sigal Okev went ahead and he was Mafrish the payer. To eat Tamar Mishum Shechovat HaKatsir B'Kamah, if you're going to tell me, well, the reason that we said that the original guy is the one who's going to give the payah is because the chova, after all, is in the karma. Okay, yeah, he preached, he preached. I mean, but if the guy went ahead and was mafrish, that's his business. He went ahead and was mafrish. I can't come now and say you shouldn't have. Yeah, you did, because after all, you can leave your payah wherever you want. You want to leave it in the middle of the field? So this guy left it in the middle of the field. Okay, so he did it. Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking off payah for me. Very kind of you. But he came on, which is the most important thing for all. If you tell me it's a business deal, so then fine, he would mafrish, but he could say, hey, by the way, you owe me some money. Because the deal was that you were going to be mafrish payah. So since I was mafrish for you, you have to pay me. That would be a big difference. Or another difference between Yitzchak Chalko Shamokha. Let's say that what was left was got into a fire, and all everything was up and burned up. So he came on because the Chovat Katsir B'Kamah. Yitzchak. If it's because there's a chiyuv over here to take it off from what was left, nothing left was burned up. What am I supposed to do? Oh, you have a problem with pay on your stuff? Gee, I'm really sorry. I guess you better take some off of your talkayimon. But in Tamar, Mishumokal, or Kutsubi, is telling me that it's a deal, that I'm guaranteeing you that I'm going to take care of the payah. So, no, something that is coming, even though obviously there's no way for me to take off the payah, but I have to pay you for any payah that you go ahead and take off yourself. Halacha book. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Karka Beit Rova, Chayav the payah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Bo'oseh Beit Atayim. Rabbi Eliezer says the way that we define a shiur of a sada for payah is by how much you are able to plant in it. A karka in which you could plant a rova kav of seed, you would be chayav in payah. Rabbi Yeshua says that works out to about 100. What do we have? 104 approximately square on. Rabbi Yeshua says no. It does not go according to how much you can plant. It goes according to how much you can produce. It's ba'oseh based on time. It depends on the land. If the land is capable of producing a based on time in the grain, then it's higher. Rabbi Tarkin says, much smaller piece than that. Shishat bachim. Even if it's just a vegetable garden, that's also good. The 6x6 bachim is the size of a sada. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, Kitele Kitzar Uleshanos, Ma'alach HaKitvara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says the shiur is to be able to do two acts of Ketira, which will be fine in the Gemara, and that way you have the beginning of the Ketir, the Kutrecha, and you also have the Lot HaKamet. So if it can be done in two parts, that's the project. Now let's go through this for us. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says Karka Beit Rova, where did he get that from? Well, he says, look, it says over here Satcha, and it says Bakilayim Satcha. So Ma Satcha, Shneh Marla Alan Beit Rova, just like we'll see in the Bakilayim, the shear of a Beit Rova is a hefsek for two different meanings. Av Satcha, Shneh Marchan Beit Rova. So therefore, it makes sense that it's the same shear here. My time is Rabbi Yeshua. Where does Rabbi Yeshua go? Say that it goes according to the production. He says, Neh Marchan Satcha, Neh Marla Alan by Shikha. Bishakhta Omer Basadeh. Masadeh Shemala Alan, as we'll see, Lagabi the din of Shikha, is Sataim. But once it's already Sataim, it's not viewed as Shikha Basadeh, it's viewed as its own Sadeh, and it's not considered to be Shikha. Afkan Sataim, so therefore you see the Shir of the Sadeh. It's Sataim. My time in Rabbi Tarfon, where does Rabbi Tarfon get the idea of 6x6? He said 6x6 is like an aruga. The Dinlagabi Kalayim of the number of your, you can have five different things planted within one aruga, is an aruga of 6x6. So clearly that's the smallest shear of a sun. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira says, Kedelik Kervlishanod, Valachar Kedvarav, and that means just because we need to have a Katsir and a Lotachalev. But when he says that, what did he mean? Ma? Kitzirat derech ha-kotri, or filu kosho. What is he referring to? Is he referring to a normal act of kitzirat, where you grab a whole handful and then you cut it off, and now you can have another handful that you could grab, and that was left? Or is he just saying, if you have two stalks, you could take one and then leave the other? So what would be the din over there? No, mimad etziv asher lo milei kapo kotzer v'chatzlo me'amer, you see that the Torah itself refers to a mimale kapo kotzer. So the derech means that the word the kutzracha that's used in the Torah would be similar to the way Dovid HaMelech refers to Ketir and Tehillim, which is kapo, male kapo, meaning that he grabs a whole handful and can do the Ketir, and not just a stalk. That's not called an act of Ketir, that's picking, that's not part of it.
Two bundles like that.
Halacha Zayin. Bafyid Zayin on the Aleph. Excellent.